Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Welcome back, everybody. It's Obin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. A little cat talk here, which is brought to us by our friends over at Hollywood Kia. At Hollywood Kia, the number one Kia dealer in all of Florida. Get star treatment. We want to see you in a Hollywood Kia. Visit them online, hollywoodkia.com. Cats getting set for the Four Nations Cup. I am furious that this Hard Rock app will not let me bet on MVP. This needs to change. I need action. Love betting puck. I don't know who these guys are.
He loves to bet in something. Don't even know who the guys are.
It's fun. Hockey's a fun sport to bet because it's like, I'll never bet on a game. Here's why I'll never bet on a game. I can't trust empty netters. I can't do it.
No, right. You have to. You have to bet on the game.
Dude, I can't. Because like if I lose by a certain amount, because of empty netters, I'm going to lose it.
Oh, so don't take the goal. Take the over and unders in the total amount of goals.
But that's never controlled because, like, the Cats just played that game against the Capitals where they lost 6-3. It was a 4-3 game the entire game, and then they gave up two empty netters.
Right. That's why you got to take the over when it's 4-3.
I was beside myself. I was like, what is this? So I like to bet. I like to do the props. I mostly like betting props. I don't love betting games.
Yeah, that's
I like
true.
Betting props. But, you know. And by the way, Finland, damn it, Finland's only plus 900 here. I need to hop on this. Even though I don't think they're going to win.
You know, when a good thing
but I believe in Barkey.
One of the good things about the Panthers is when you go to the game.
What's that?
They give you a free $10 bonus bet to bet.
Really?
Yes.
You know, that's an interesting, because the Heat, don't the Heat have a partnership with Hard Rock now? I haven't seen the book anywhere in the building. I don't know where it's at.
But the times you go there, if you have the Hard Rock app,
wow!
All of a sudden,
free $10,
free $10 bonus bet, and you could bet on any of the NHL games going on.
That's fun.
That night,
that's fun.
Yeah, it is for me. Free $10, you kind of have an inkling.
You know, it's not fun.
Hockey's the best sport to go to. I really love going to hockey.
You're not wrong. You're not wrong,
dude. Are you okay? Do you need to go?
No, I don't need to go.
Are you sure?
What's wrong with you?
I'm really worried about you.
No, dude, it's just swole up.
Are you sure?
Oh, really? Since Sunday?
Yeah.
It's the grilling.
I don't know. I had, like, maybe I burned it or something. I don't know.
Luis Mammy boxed in.
What happened?
He can bet on Julian Hill, but empty netters scare him.
Like,
four.
Dude, you've been
that's a strong boxing.
You've been riding
strong boxing.
You've been riding the Julian Hill train for 2 years and never like you haven't wavered one bit. Got it this week. Anytime touchdown, right?
I'm honest with you guys, I stopped betting in the last month of the season. I stopped betting him. When he had that one where he fell on the 3-yard line,
That was it?
I was like, I don't think I could do this anymore. That's the closest he's going to get to ever scoring.
Right.
The one that was the worst was the Buffalo game in game week two.
Oh, dude.
He was
right there.
He was right there. I'm like, oh, he's about to hit this. Like, bad game for everybody. Tua hurt everything. But at least Tobin's can, like, make some money right here.
Nope.
Gets short at the 1-yard line.
Unbelievable. Unfriggin' believable. Oh, man. Let's get to the rest of our headlines here, which are brought to you by Doral Kia. At Doral Kia, choose from over 500 new Kia miles in inventory, the Sportage, the Sorento, and the Telluride. Remember, when it comes to Kia, the great deals are at Doral Kia. And Jimmy Butler last night, he, you know, did his thing. 2-0. They beat the Bucks. So 15 free throws for Jimmy last night, 4 steals. Whatever, dude.
Okay. So
here's what I'm upset about. Here's what really gets me, right? Is that if he can turn that on and off whenever he wants to, then why were the Heat getting half of Jimmy Butler? Because he'd come out some nights and go 25, 10, 5 steals, a block, and then come out other nights and be 14 points.
Money, man.
I get it, but Vlad, I'm talking about for the last 2 damn years, okay?
He's a post-All-Star player. Like, look, that's definitely been a thing. He's a ramp-up player, and you're hopeful that the payoff is going to be there, and maybe for the Warriors it will be. He's got an all-timer with him in Steph Curry. Steph Curry looks rejuvenated. That's a hell of a tandem. You'd want to talk about a hell of a tandem. They're not very big, that team. So I wonder, you know, what that's going to be like when they run into some challenges with that. There was no Giannis last night. But listen, when he is engaged, he's a fascinating player, dude. You're right. Like, he's not – you can't ever trust because you're like, hey, this is a day and age where you need a guy to get 40. But now they got that guy. He's got Steph next to him.
But again, so I don't need him to get 40.
I'm curious what that danger is going to be now that he doesn't need to be that. Now he needs to be the change of pace guy.
Here's what I've always said about Jimmy. I don't need him to get 40, but I can't have him getting 10 one night. And
right.
I need him to be the primary scorer and get me 25 to 30 every night. Every team that's successful has one of those guys. Mm-hmm. And for him to think that he could just turn it on at a certain part of the year when all these other teams have one or two guys that's going to average 20 to 25 points, and we need him to do it, it's a pain in the butt.
I'm with you.
Wait a minute, yo.
What?
Let me help Jimmy out here.
Help Jimmy out. Go ahead.
So you're saying both teams need superstars, right? Usually a team has 2 superstars, right?
Yeah.
Contending teams in the playoffs?
Yeah.
So what's up with Bam?
Two scorers.
What
do you mean?
What's up with Bam? Why can't Bam move up? Cause
I mean, I'm saying it should have been Jimmy and Bam the last few years because Tyler wasn't there.
Right, but I'm just saying if Jimmy's playing.
But you have your one horse. You have your one horse and then you have another guy, right? Like you have a Pippen to Jordan. Right?
But if Jimmy's not.
If Jimmy's not doing, if he's not being that number one guy every night.
But they were like a successful duo. Like it's one of those things.
Yes,
to be fair, like it's one of those things where they're very unconventional guys. Like neither one of them, their number one bag was ever scoring.
Right, which is why sometimes they'll have a third quarter.
And also why they, you know, could have used somebody like Damian Lillard.
Right.
You still won't let
but
that go.
Like,
just, why should I let it go?
Wait, here's the deal. Of all the teams that have success in this league now, and I'm even counting the recent success of the Heat, but them going to the finals was an anomaly.
Oh, yeah.
Okay? They have one or two guys that's going to light up the scoreboard, right? And the Heat didn't have, they thought it was Jimmy because we've seen Jimmy do it. But your whole franchise can't rely on a guy if he's feeling it tonight or not. And you're paying him $40, $50 million.
I get it, man. Look, I'm not saying you're making bad points, but I also understood. The war perception of Jimmy, like, I did get it because it's like, hey, man, one extra year. You've already locked me into this one. Give me one extra year, a little sweetener. And but you definitely had a franchise that was exhausted by him.
Well, you can't say give me one more year and then I'll play. That would piss me off even more.
I get you.
Because what am I paying you for you? What am I paying for you now?
Can I make you feel better?
Sure.
I saw my guy last night.
Goran?
Yeah, Goran was.
He was at the game.
He was at the game, and he gave a little welcome to Miami speech to Andrew Wiggins.
I like his J's, man. Look at his J's.
Yeah. He's giving them the We need to hire this man. We need to hire this man.
How do you know he's not?
I don't know. I think he was just there as a fan last night, you know, but he's VIP. Everybody loves Goran.
Yeah, I give you credit. Goran could have gone to L.A. and watched Luka play, but he was there in Miami to support.
He was there watching the Heat put up 85 points. That's a Heat lifer right there.
Dude, I'm so tired of that. Right? This team has been around 500 for the what?
3 years.
3 years.
Mm-hmm.
It's annoying. It's annoying. It's annoying. You got guys who can score. You got guys that can shoot. But can I just say this? I love the fact that Spo likes to tweak things and move things and adjust to different, you know, teams that you play or whatever. But I got to tell you, some of the players look real uncomfortable with different roles every night. And you only put out there the one or two nights they have a good night for having a different role. But I got to tell you, they don't look comfortable. One is Dunks. Dunks need to get his minutes. He need to get 10 to 15 threes up every night. End of discussion. And he doesn't. Because you got him doing all other kind of crazy stuff. He is a shooter.
Look, it's nice to have these new guys here, and that's cool and all that. But whatever this 500 season and whatever these last 30 games are going to be, it needs to be about four guys, all right? Figure out whatever the hell Tyler, Bam, Kalel, and Nico can do. Figure out the rest. But those guys need to close and figure out whoever the last guy is.
Well, Wiggins going to be the last guy.
Wiggins will probably be out there, dunking in spurts. But that is the thing. I want more of that three big lineup. It's the only thing that entertains me with watching this team. Everything else makes me want to bang my head against the wall, especially when number two's out there. But can I also just say one thing, Game Ops? Do me a favor, all right?
What's up?
Don't put Goran Dragic on the Jumbotron down 20 in the fourth quarter, okay?
What, he's trying to pay for his bill?
Don't do that. I don't understand it. I don't know who decided that. Poor Gogi was sitting there like he was just trying to finish paying for his beers. And like they're like, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Goran Dragic. And Gogi has to give like the, you know, the polite smile. Put his ass on in the first quarter, all right? That's what you got to do. How do you guys not know how to do Game Ops at this point, okay? Everybody knows you put the celebrities on, you put them on either to pump the team up in a close game or you put them on the screen when it's the first quarter. When you're down 20, here's what you do, Leroy. Well, you know what you do with down 20? Free pizza, free T-shirts, golden oldies. That's it.
Do you guys have a missed free throw thing in the fourth quarter?
Yes, Chick-fil-A.
Did anybody miss yesterday?
No. What? Miss? No.
Miss?
No, you missed it.
Did you watch the game?
I did. I mean, for the Heat, I saw a lot of misses. Well, I was thinking maybe somebody in Boston. I mean, after a while, it was a blowout, so I was, you know.
Why did they do that to Goran Dragic?
That's not good. You don't.
Why would you do that?
You don't do that.
You don't put him down. Down 20? Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the Dragon. Gordon's like, Brate, I don't want to be on camera right now. I'm getting killed.
And he probably just wanted to pay his bill and just get out of pay.
It. Yeah, why did anybody go, hey, he looks like he's kind of trying to cash out here. Imagine Goran gets declined.
Boop. Oh, no. What did
he goes, sorry, I need a kish body, kish yep.
Too many big face coffees.
This Jimmy, he taps me out with all these espressos.
By the way, Big Face Coffee is getting terrible reviews all of a sudden.
Mm. Is it because they also are only open half the day?
I'm just seeing a lot of bad reviews. On
dude,
Reddit.
When you do that, Vlad, here's what you do. Free stuff, golden oldies. That's it. That's the move when you're down 20. Nobody wants to see Heat Legends. I don't want to see Goran Dragic can't fix that, okay? You put when you're supposed to go to Goran.
I want to feel good.
Right. Yeah. If you're down, it has to be a clutch game. Five up, five down. If you're up big, okay. But five up, five down, the margin is five. Then you go to Gogi, and then Gogi can get everybody fired up. But you put him in an awful spot last night, down 20, with all these Sully and Murphs chanting, let's go Celtics. What's Goran going to do? Just do me a favor. Keep it to Papa John's. And T-shirt parachute.
I'm I'm not a big fan of seeing the old people dropping it like it's hot either.
Oh, you talking about the golden oldies dancing?
Yeah.
I don't like to see that too.
Yeah.
I gotta tell you, they work those golden oldies.
They can work. They got moved. Don't get it wrong.
I'm just saying, that's not my thing.
They had them out there for like four dry runs. I was like, geez.
A lot of WD-40 was used, but I'm just saying, I'm very afraid that a joint might go away it's not supposed to. You don't want to see that. You don't want to have a Memphis incident right before a game where you have to have paramedics come in, you know.
I don't mean to be rude, but do you guys think Kevin Love could do the Golden Oldies routine
Absolutely.
Four times?
Absolutely.
No.
Really? Yes.
No.
I don't know.
No.
I feel like he's going to stiffen up. No,
that might be his cardio.
I think he'll be tapping out and he'll be out next game with bubble guts. I guess that's what they call in all injuries now.
But out there, get me off camera. Turn 20. Date him. You're going to see next time Goron's on camera. You're going to be. give the throat.
So where was he? Was he sitting in his chair?
He was sitting in a couple rows up from the scorer's table.
So they waited. Yeah, I didn't understand. Why wait till the fourth quarter to do that? That made no
sense. Exactly.
Like that, yeah.
Well, because try to get everybody before they leave.
How? Like, they already done left already.
Dude, yeah, people are already rats off a ship at the time they put
it's
on
It's a Gora. Monday night and they're getting their ass smacked.
Can I just tell you?
I'm leaving.
Dear Heat, I'm a ride or die. I'm going to watch all the games. I don't care who you play. I don't care how bad the other team is because I want to watch and I want to watch the Heat play with the youngins. But if you score 9 single-digit points or points in the teens, you're going to lose me. You're going to lose me every time. Every time.
We'll take a break. Back after this.
Super Bowl 59. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Yeah, sure thing. Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry's starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
Is in the books.
We're winding down the Super Bowl talk.
MVP Jalen Hurts on what it means to win.
Ah, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2. Oh, hello, Jennifer.
We seen you, what, a month ago? It's been a long time.
It's been a long time. I miss you.
You sound better than when you did when I called.
My voice has been fluctuating for 2 days now.
Here, let me tell you why, okay? Mm-hmm. When it's 15 degrees, us normal folks like to put clothes on, not get naked.
It was that cold in Seattle?
Remember? She said when it's cold, if you take all your clothes
off. I know her stance. I just didn't know if it was that cold in Seattle.
Yes, she says 15 degrees.
Seattle's so cool. I went to Seattle. As soon as I finally got to my hotel late at night, it started snowing.
Jeez.
And I think it was like about 20-something degrees. And then I went the next day and I traveled by train to a small town 2 to 3 hours away called Leavenworth, which is a Christmas town. And then there it went down to like...
Leavenworth?
That sounds like a jail.
That's jail.
Well, it's not. It's a Christmas town.
What does that mean, a Christmas town? What does that mean? Like, it's Christmas all year? What does that mean?
So, it's Christmas.
Who organized this trip?
Me.
But what does that mean? I don't understand.
What is a Christmas town?
There's elves?
Okay. Can you let me say it?
We are trying to.
They're very known for their Christmas lights all around town, and you'll see it looks like you're in a snow globe. And they take down the lights at the end of this month. It's a Christmas town. If you see pictures, you'll understand why it's a Christmas town.
Hold on. Let me just get this straight.
Okay. Yeah.
That kind of sounds like laziness on their part. Like you should go if you're a Christmas town, so you're just telling me they just keep up their Christmas. Hold on. You had your say.
No.
You're saying it's a Christmas town, but they're just known for keeping their Christmas lights up a little longer? That's it? If you're going to be a Christmas town and it's almost March, be a Christmas town year-round.
You know what?
This is also the same guy says, if you put a little line above your C, it still don't make you not an intangible.
Nobody heard that take off air.
Oh. But there's only,
Leroy wanted to take Luke.
No,
out of the
I didn't say that.
Club.
I was here. I explained it more to Vlad because you're a child.
I'm not a child.
Right? So here's what I said.
You are a child. You're trying to ruin the reputation.
Only in the U.S. do we look at color to determine what a person is.
Absolutely.
So it doesn't matter. You could be from a different country, but if you come over here and you're dark skinned, you're black. Simple as that. Okay? So what I was saying was, and I asked Tobin, is it like that in Europe? Because in Europe, they ask you, what are you? You tell them what your nationality is, and I don't know how much it matters what color you are.
Mm-hmm.
So, a European intangible is only an intangible here. There, he's just whatever his nationality is.
Oh, they're intangibles. you're not leaving the team. I'm sorry. That's it.
Okay. But when they come here.
No, wherever. It doesn't matter.
No, because in Europe, they're known by their nationality, not by the color of their skin.
Intangibles is intangibles.
Okay, but here's the deal. What's his name with the little thing in his hair, the point guard that from Germany.
Schroeder.
He's German.
But he's not intangible.
See what I'm saying?
But he's not intangible.
Like, I think all Germans are intangible. I don't care what color your skin is.
You don't know what intangibles is. What? I don't know what to tell you.
But the whole point is...
You're breaking the rules.
You're breaking the rules because you're putting your rules of American on everybody's rules in the world.
Dude, I don't know what to tell you. You're the one who's making this much more complex than it is.
No, I'm not!
You are.
No, I'm not!
You are! Like, I don't understand.
I'm not!
We've had an understanding what intangibles are forever, and you're trying to take Luka away from
Austin me. Reeves is intangible.
Why is that?
Because he's Caucasian.
Right. But Luka... It's European, so because he comes over here and plays for your team, don't mean you get to claim him.
We forever have said when there is a Heat intangibles lineup, we have included Nikola Jovic in said intangibles lineup. Now you want to go back on that?
No,
I'm not going to allow that. You just changed the rules.
I was just asking the question.
But you knew what the rules are. You're trying to take Luka away from me.
I'm not trying to take Luka.
You're trying to take Luka away from intangibles.
Then I get Cooper Flag.
What?
No. No intangible can jump like that.
That's ridiculous.
And I'm taking McClung.
You don't get to take people.
I'm taking McClung.
You're not taking McClung.
Oh.
So, J. Fig, how was your trip again?
Seriously, what is happening right now?
We ask her about the lights.
Is Hartenstein intangible?
He says no.
No, he's. What do you mean? He says no.
He says no.
According to your rules, you look at him. You look at the name. You no.
That's not true.
Oh my goodness,
dude.
If
you've seen Luca's father, okay, Luca is not mixed, okay. And I'm not sitting here, and I'm gonna say if Hartenstein, To be fair, I thought Hartenstein was intangibles. He says otherwise.
No, he has an African father. He has an African father.
Okay,
where's
Jaime?
He's Mexican.
No, not that. See, that's my point. Only Americans have this quandary. They don't have this problem in other countries.
To be fair, there are not a lot of Latinos playing basketball.
What are you
right
talking? That's wrong.
There's not. How
Alvarado,
many are there?
Alvarado.
Okay.
Yeah, but he's 4'8".
It doesn't matter.
But there's not a lot, Vlad. There's like five you can name in the league.
You can have him. You can have him.
Thank you. Hopefully his tummy's okay.
But I'm putting out a trade because he doesn't fit the intangible way. Cooper Flag and McClung.
You don't get to just take people. Intangibles is intangibles. Like Tyler Hero, by that logic, shouldn't be on the intangible.
Why?
If you're just going by...
He can't jump!
Doesn't matter. Style of game.
Guys who could jump from the foul line, they're not intangible.
That's ridiculous.
We need to do a 23andMe. Something happening.
That's ridiculous. Yeah. The way Tyler Hero plays basketball, you would not put him on the intangibles list. He's not a... Like, if we're just by pure intangibles, gym rat type of guy...
You're like Pistol Pete.
You're mixing intangible rules, and you're breaking the rules.
No, I'm not.
We had a simple definition on the show of what intangibles is, and now all of a sudden you want to go back and be like, well, this guy has a little too much style to be intangibles. No, that's not how it was.
I
would never say Udonis Haslem is intangibles. I would never say that.
Come on, dude.
I would never say that.
Stop.
I wouldn't say that.
What are you doing?
And with the number one pick, black race.
Even Smith and Smolnik says, Cooper DeGene, not a true intangible.
And with the number one
pick. But he is intangible.
He is intangible.
He's on the squad.
Listen, what Cooper DeGene did this past year, you understand, is rarer than a black quarterback?
It's crazy.
Right? We're talking about Doug Williams days.
What are you talking about? It's
a white quarterback.
Okay. And what happened?
We can name three.
What? Cornerbacks?
Yeah. We had one.
Okay.
Him Leroy. And Jason Seahorn.
Guess what? Cooper DeGene, right? White cornerback, made an interception. Jalen Hurts, black quarterback, won Super Bowl MVP. You see how both things can happen and both things can be right at the same time?
Yes. I get it.
Dade South says it well. Drew Smith is intangibles in the pure sense, but not in the show sense. Haywood Highsmith as well. These are players that do exude intangibles, but that's not our intangibles.
Right. So, and here's the deal. That's why I said Cooper Flagg and McClung can't be in.
No, you don't get them. No, in our show sense, they're intangible. Sorry.
Can we work out a trade?
I mean, just a basketball player
with that much hop.
We're having a race draft.
No, because you're going to trade Cooper DeGene for Haywood Highsmith, and I want Cooper. You're going to trade, and I want all Coopers. And we, by the way, we get all Coopers.
There's no anybody know a black dude with the first name Cooper? No. And last name, not first name. Because we call him Coop.
Henceforth. All first name Coopers and intangibles. Last name Coopers, not intangibles.
Yes.
You're not hanging with Mr. Cooper.
Guess I've settled this.
So, J. Fig, I love how we just settled the race war because I think with the number one pick, Leroy would select the Cooper flag.
I will say.
Yes, we are taking the Cooper flag. We're going to claim it that he is one of us.
It still brings me to my original question. How do we feel about the Europeans?
Well, the original question was, J. Fig, those Christmas lights, but somehow it became race war.
Right.
So, yeah.
Back to your Christmas lights in February.
It's a bleeping Christmas town.
Says who?
It's Valentine's Day.
I know, right?
It's Valentine's Day.
Everywhere.
Did you really feel the need for more Christmas after having Christmas?
Yeah, I don't know. After Christmas, you say, you know what, let's plan a trip to Christmas town.
Mm-hmm.
How many of it were you? How many of them were you?
How many tangibles were there?
How many people? No, how many people went with you?
There was really? A lot of intangibles.
How many?
Any Slovenians?
No, Canadians.
There was a lot of Europeans also.
A lot of Asians, right? Seattle?
Jennifer, how many people went with you?
It was just three.
Did you feel like you turned your back on Santa's Enchanted Forest?
No, it's the Dust Bowl.
Take a break.
This is much better.
Mix things up on the other side. Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. Valentine's Day is coming up, and we're giving you a chance to make it easy for you by giving you a chance to win tickets to the Miami City Ballet and a bouquet of flowers. Just keep on listening to our show for your chance to win. If you guys can't win, you guys can purchase tickets at MiamiCityBallet.org, but we'll give those away before the end of today's show. Set somebody up for Valentine's Day. Let's get to the mixed bag. You familiar with Kevin Durant, Leroy?
I am.
Kevin Durant responded to a report that had said that the Suns' locker room was toxic. You know, they did bully Bradley Beal, but he's still there. And this is what Kevin Durant had to say on said reports.
Yeah, I heard Ramona Shelburne come out and say our locker room is toxic. I try to tell people who are not around this game as much, is that it's easy to say our locker room is not connected when you come in there 45 minutes before and guys are in their game modes. We're not talking to each other. Four or five guys might be in the training room. A few guys might be in the weight room. It's not a welcoming environment right before the game. You know what I'm saying? And that's just part of getting ready to play. So I think it's unfair and lazy to categorize our team as toxic when you come in there for 5 minutes throughout 4 months. That's the only time you've been in our locker room. Then you can make a narrative. I don't think that's fair to us, but like I said, that's part of the game. It's part of the business we signed up for. It's not fair in this game, but we got to deal with it and accept it.
Okay, dude, but here's the thing. First of all, you're assuming that she doesn't have more information, that she doesn't know. Second of all, you guys bullied Bradley Beal, basically. You tried to get him off the team to waive his no-trade clause. And didn't your center that you just traded, didn't he say the coach and him didn't speak for 2 months? Like, I don't know. Doesn't seem like a great environment over there in Phoenix. And also, word was,
you weren't going to be there.
Yeah, so I don't know, dude. Listen. I guess great for you to try and fix it out. And this isn't the damage is done segment of the show, but it kind of feels like the damage is done on that. Anyway, we have some belly aching after the Super Bowl. DeAndre Hopkins, he of falling on his face fame, he's upset because he thinks actually. For everybody whining about the referees helping the Chiefs, he felt that the Eagles getting away with too much.
You know, I saw a lot of things in the media about the refs, but obviously, what y'all going to say now about the refs and us when there was a lot of touchy calls? Are y'all going to report that? Are y'all going to talk about the refs now?
I got this.
Dude. It was 24-0. 24-3. You got your ass kicked. For you, after a game, to talk about the refs. If they had played another three quarters, you would have lost 100 to not that much. So let's chill on that. Please. You sound ridiculous. Congratulations to DeAndre Hopkins for proving that the referees are terrible, but you still got your ass kicked?
I can't blame him.
That's a weird one.
You can't blame him.
No, I'm not going to blame him. I mean, I can't blame the Chiefs on that. That's DeAndre Hopkins, he just joined the team this year, so he was looking at his chance of winning a ring. I don't care. Let's
just say this.
They all took blame for the loss.
Vlad, let me say this. When you trip over your feet and drop a ball when you wide ass open, okay, it happens. Okay, I'm not going to even get on you about that because I know that feeling. I explained it during the game, Vlad. We were sitting here, and I'm like, the hardest thing for you to do in the world is to get your hands right and catch a ball that when you trip because your first reaction is to catch yourself on the ground. So I get it. But that ass whooping.
Oof.
Did not have nothing to do with refs, officials, officiating, weather, or nothing.
The only thing you should have wanted the ref to do in that scenario.
Stop the fight!
Exactly, dude.
That's it!
Puto!
Hey, so that's why this is so ridiculous. It's not ridiculous because you feel bad. It's not ridiculous because it's ridiculous because the only thing the refs would be there to do is to stop the fight. You was never winning that game. Ever.
Steps in, waves the hand.
Right. And guess what? We all made the assumption that, Patty Mahomes going to pull a Tom Brady. Mm-mm.
Nope.
Mm-mm. Dude, so I get what you're saying, Vlad. I understand that.
Yeah, he's a new guy. You didn't hear guys that's been.
But as a competitor, you should know better. When you get your butt whooped like that, you complaining about something after the game don't matter.
You're right, Believer. You're talking to a guy. You're talking to that guy who is his first chance at any opportunity of winning something. If you listen to the guys who've won and lost before in the Super Bowl, they all took onus. They said it was our fault. Him saying that is a guy. That was a guy who his first time.
He's
in
not
the Super
like
Bowl.
It don't change anything.
He's not young, like he's not a. It's not like if Xavier Worthy would have said it, I would get that a little bit more. Young guy, little upset. DeAndre Hopkins has been around the block. Dude, hasn't been in. He's been in a conference championship before.
It's a bad look for him. Don't get
it. It's a bad look for anybody.
Has he been in a conference championship?
Was he on the Titans?
No.
Hey, it's Texas. A bet. Hey,
is that A.J. Brown still on those Titans?
Might have been tight. Yeah, A.J. Brown.
It's a bad look for anybody.
No, absolutely bad look. But what I'm just saying is, it's not the Chiefs. What I'm just saying is, not the Chiefs that feel like that.
No, I'm not blaming on it. This is on. This on is. Him. I'm strictly going after him. I don't like sometimes when you say things in sports, I exclude you from your team and put it on you. Same thing I said about Tyreek with some of the things he said after the season was over. I put that on Tyreek. It ain't got nothing to do with the Dolphins.
Roberto Luongo tweeted out during the game, Chiefs been so bad they couldn't even let the refs cook.
Right. They're like, if you want us to help, the game has to be closer.
You know what, though? As sad as it is, I'm the Chiefs. I'm laughing, bro. I'm laughing because I'm like, you guys hate us so much that I lost. Like, look, a loss is bringing the country together. That's what I'm looking at it. But you know we'll be back next season.
We'll see.
The problem is I would say that sometimes it's really hard to win championships when what you have to deal with, you never have to deal with during the regular season. And I would say there ain't a whole bunch of teams in football that ever have to deal with a team that can get pressure with four, right? And so when you look at the Redskins, you look at, the Commanders, you look at Dallas, you look at the Giants, they got to deal with that twice a year. And still, they figured out a way to make Philly have to bring pressure. So that's kind of an AFC thing where I don't think nobody really understood the smoke that they were bringing up front.
Yep. Take a break. Final hour coming on up. Streaming live on YouTube. Just before that, though, if you guys want to win those tickets to Miami City Ballet, caller number 5 right now to 305-567-0560. Caller 5 to 305-567-0560. You are going to win tickets to the Miami City Ballet and a bouquet of flowers for a Valentine's Day performance. We're setting you up for Valentine's Day for you and your date. Caller 5 right now to 305-567-0560. You will win those tickets to the Miami City Ballet and a bouquet of flowers. If you guys don't win, you guys can purchase your tickets at MiamiCityBallet.org. But caller 5 right now to 305-567-0560. We'll win those tickets to the Miami City Ballet and a bouquet of flowers for Valentine's Day. Back after this.
WQAM, broadcasting live from the Edmore Sawgrass Auto Mall Studios.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. Cook up a special dinner with USDA Choice Beef New York Strip Steak, bone-in for $7.99 per pound. And for that special someone on Valentine's Day, Debbie Lilly Design Dozen Roses for $24.99. Large pack of 2-pound strawberries or 18-ounce blueberries, $4.99 each. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
All right, everybody, it's here. The March to Spring Training and Opening Day is officially upon us. Hey, I'm Rob Bradford from Baseballs and Boring, and we'll have you covered every single day with instant reactions to late-breaking signings, determining which players are, yes, truly in the best shape of their lives, and behind-the-scenes stories from all the excitement and intrigue that spring training brings. Follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.